With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Trump administration is ordering the mass firing of probationary federal employees. On Thursday, the Office of Personnel Management met with management and advised them to begin firing any probationary employees immediately. Employees with probationary status have typically been working in the federal government for less than 2 years' time. President Trump says that he trusts Russia's Vladimir Putin on ending the war in Ukraine.
A day after speaking with Putin, the president said he's convinced that the Russian leader wants peace 3 years after he invaded Ukraine.
Yeah, I believe that he would like to see something happen. I trust him on this subject.
And he gives Putin the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I think he wants peace. I think he would tell me if he didn't.
The president announced plans to begin negotiations with Putin, but Ukrainian President Zelensky said he will not accept any agreements that do not include his country in the talks. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, a horrible pileup on a major interstate highway east of Portland, Oregon, during whiteout conditions.
Authorities say the vehicle pileup has closed part of a major interstate along Columbia River near Portland, Oregon. The Multnomah County Sheriff's Office said on social media that westbound Interstate 84 was closed near Multnomah Falls after a 100-vehicle pileup in which an SUV caught fire. It also says there are reports of people being trapped in vehicles. Authorities say the people in the SUV were able to escape. Officials say first responders are searching car by car and injuries have been reported. Multnomah Falls is about 25 miles east of Portland. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A man suspected of starting multiple fires in Santa Monica is arrested. Marco Antonio Rubio suspected in four fires that authorities say were intentionally set at multiple locations over the weekend. This is SRN News. Christians will pray for Muslims during Ramadan. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Followers of Islam around the world will begin a 30-day period of fasting on February 28th, and the Southern Baptist Convention is urging prayers for their salvation during this time. The SBC's International Mission Board has set up a website for people to join the Pray for Ramadan campaign, complete with schedules and prompts. Missionaries throughout the Middle East report a surge in Muslim conversions in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia's state Senate passes a bill that would cut off public funding for sex change operations for adults. But the future of the legislation remains cloudy in the state house. The measure would specifically bar state money for sex change procedures in state employee and university health insurance plans, also Medicaid and in the prison system. This is SRN News. Wall Street rallies. We hear more on the day's market activity from correspondent Seth Sutel in New York City.
Stocks rallied to the brink of a record after more companies reported better-than-expected profits. The S&P 500 rose 1% Thursday. The gains came after Wall Street brushed off the latest announcement on tariffs by President Donald Trump, which may not take effect for at least several weeks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 342 points. It's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite rallied 1.5%. MGM Resorts, GE Healthcare, and Molson Coors all rose after releasing their latest profit reports. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.53%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Americans' credit card debt reaches a record high of $1.2 trillion. The increase is part of a broader rise in household debt. More details at SRNNews.com.